KD2AIT, Met Control for the Black River Valley Silver Set. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Blue Moon's radio cell repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Blumenau on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. No interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times or break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Let's see, the Blumenau Limits Radio Club meeting was tonight. So hopefully it went well. I did not go tonight. I still have this cold and I don't want to give it to anybody. So I stayed home. Took one for the team. Anyway, everyone's always welcome to attend the meetings, and an amateur radio license is not required to become a club member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the preamble on our website at www.boongalarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
That's the PM. I'm good evening, Jeff.
KC2WI.
KC2NBU.
Alright, those four will start with N2PFM. George, good evening, what's up?
Hey, Jeff, everybody over on the net. Got a temperature here of 18 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today 18 to 33, of course, was around midnight. And we're about 2 inches of lake effect snowfall today. Not like to the north, where I understand they've gotten as much as 3 feet, maybe getting as much as another 2 feet by Friday. Well, like Buffalo, I think they had 3 feet by something like 8 o'clock this morning, and they had another foot today. They've had 4 feet. Certainly wouldn't want to be there either. Well, I'm right where I am. We had bright sunshine most of the day, made lots of electricity, and the solar panels and the wind power, and charged up everything nicely. So that's about it. Nothing much else going on. We'll say God bless and 73 to all. And 2, PFM clear.
George, yeah, I saw some of the pictures there out of Buffalo, and they got walloped. They got walloped good. Yeah, a buddy of mine I work with there online, and he's out there, and he said his only regret was he didn't get any gas for the snowblower. So he's going to be in for it. All right, George, yeah, we had similar weather here. It was windy, but sun was out most of the day, so I'm hoping up there at camp my solar panels got charged up too. All right, take care. We'll catch up with you later. KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's up?
KD2IET, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, it's been a cold, bitter day. I made 2 trips downstream. The rest of the time I spent in the house. Just 2. Cold for comfort, but I understand it could be warming up in 4 or 5 days, up in the 40s, so maybe I still get a chance to look through the woods before the season ends. So it'll be 73. This is KVLA, I'll be clear.
All right, Clint, well, maybe we'll have to hook you up a little windshield up there in that blind. Then he can be out there for the other time. All right. Well, you have a good evening up there, and, yeah, I hope you're right. I wouldn't mind it getting up in the 40s a little bit. As long as there's still a little bit of snow on the ground during the hunt, but let it warm up just a little bit. All right, thanks. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's up? WI, well, I just got back a little while ago from the Boonville meeting, and let snow, hard to tell when you're driving down the highway at night, but it sure looks like let snow down in around Fort Lyden and that way, and I spend a little less on the ground in Boonville than here, and there's a little less here than in Lowville. And I got an email with from Judith Levan out in the Buffalo Weather Service office with the briefing, and she said it showed just exactly what it looked like from here. North of Lowville, it looks like Jefferson County, sort of straight across. Was really getting it. And it was definitely more snow in Lowville, and looking north from Lowville, it was gray sky, but down this way it was blue sky. And I just went north of town, even just up the hill, out of town, past the hospital, and all of a sudden, whammo, you know, with the drifting snow and snow on the roads just up to the transfer station. So they're getting it up there, and it's supposed to come down more into Lewis County and Central County and all that tonight. And I don't know, I think she said 7 to 11 inches. But we're not going to get, you know, like the Buffalo stuff, which is good. That's crazy. I mean, even, you know, I'll go snowmobiling, but it's just going to be a mess. It's way too much at once. Things aren't frozen well enough, and it's going to be 50 degrees in the 5 days, so not really good for much. Yeah, that wind is just unbelievable. Driving down the highway, you know, my little tractor is bouncing back and forth, and it's howling out there pretty good right now. So I got lots of gas for the snowblower. If it's needed, I got some for the snowmobile. If we really get a foot, 2 feet, if you get a few inches, that won't bother. But if we really get a lot, when it calms down, maybe Thursday, I'm going to go out for a ride just down the railroad trail to Fort Lyden or something, I don't know, or Lyons Falls. We'll see. And, you know, if the wind calms down and the sun comes out, it might be nice to do a little cross-country skiing or something, but who knows. Well, I'll say hi to Clint. Haven't heard you in a while. And, you know, if you have a meeting, hopefully maybe you can make it out to the dinner on December 12th.
Time it out there, Pete. Go ahead. You were talking about the dinner there with Clint.
Oh, yeah, I said to hope maybe Clint could make it up to the dinner on the 12th, and then I said, if the winter starts right now and keeps going like this, I'm going to probably run out of firewood, or pretty darn close to it. So maybe next year I'll have no reserve left. I must get a couple more cords. But, boy, you know, I got the stash right high, and it seems to be going down already. CP2WR.
All right, yeah, I think you're going to have a lot of wood burning this year. All right. Thanks, Pete. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU. Hey, good evening. What's up?
Jeff, we got 17 degrees up on the hill here, and there's another cloud in the sky. I think there's a meteor shower going on, too. We took orders for 28 snow tires today, and flying solo. Kathy's still in Oneida, so I had to get the boys home from practice and cook dinner and all that stuff. And by the time I was all said and done and off the phone, I noticed the meeting was over. So totally slipped my mind. I've just been frazzled. So. Yeah, a comment for Pete. We put a magic heat on our chimney, on the chimney pipe. And boy, what a difference. What a difference in wood consumption. We can, I just throw one log in at a time now instead of piling in two or three. And it heats the house and a lot less wood. So I'll look into one of those. Sending all that heat up the chimney, you can recoup a good portion of that. Over.
I'll have to look at that because I always, I usually have the damper, you know, the flue damper crank right down to try and you know, I got it normally, unless it's real cold, the fire's got to burn slow anyway, and you know, I think that helps a little bit keeping it, you got to keep the draft down, but really like to extract some more heat, so I'm definitely will look into that and see what it'll do. Google it, I guess, and probably got all kinds of information. KC2WS.
Alright, thanks, sir. I'm going to have to look into that, too, maybe sometime. What do you call that there, eh?
The trademark name is Magic Heat, and they've been around for probably 25 years, and made in America, and it's a good, well-built unit, and, yeah, it actually decreases your cooling your chimney gas is down, so you actually, you don't use a damper, but you really should have a airtight stove so that you can control your rate of burn that way. But, I tell you, it probably almost doubles the heat that you get out of the wood stove.
Was it a fan or something? Do you have to plug it in?
Yeah, it's a heat exchanger. It's got a series of tubes that go through it, and the chimney gases heat the tubes up, and then you've got a fan that blows air through the tubes into the room. And it's a little box. It's about a foot tall. It's about 10 inches wide. And, yeah, they've been around for, I'm sure you've seen one. I'm sure you've seen one. Once you Google it, you go, oh yeah, I've seen one of those. They had one up at a restaurant or something, yeah. They've been around forever.
Alright, yeah, I think I got a good idea of what you're talking about. So, okay. Thanks for the information, and you guys have a good night up there, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-in.
Five AOW, good evening, Jim.
And 5AOW, Bill, good evening, what's up?
Not much. The meeting went well. Went there. Had a good visit with everyone. Everything went pretty smooth, and we ran it there kind of early. You know, there wasn't a whole lot to, you know, we covered all the minutes and everything. There wasn't a whole lot to expound on, so. But anyway, turned out great. And today I didn't do much of anything. I stayed inside, stayed warm, and I thought, you know, it's the best I can do with that wind the way it was howling. I got to tell you a funny one. I left the meeting and I stopped at Sunoco on the way down, way back. I thought I'd top the tank off. You know, I normally don't let it go much below 3/4 of a tank and keep it full. So anyway, I pulled up to the tank. I get out of the truck window and took my door off. My hat, I just reached back in time to grab that. And I turned just out towards the pump, and my glasses were ripped off. That's a good thing I had the end of them. So I grabbed everything, and I said, well, I stood there, and I said, well, we'll try this again. and the wind came up a little bit stronger. And I said, that's enough of that. I got back in the truck and drove myself home. I said, I don't need gas that bad. So that was the total of the evening, and during the day I just stayed warm. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff, and 5AOW.
Great. Okay. Well, I tell you, it was windy out today. It was windy big time. So. All right. Thanks, Bill. I'm glad you made up the meeting, and I'm glad I didn't go because you'll all be getting sick in a couple days. So I thought I'd spare you all that. Anyway, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service?
KB2ZSV.
KB2ZSV, Tim, good evening, what's up?
Well, it's sure not the temperature, I can tell you that much. Well, they didn't do too much today. We were going to go down to the city. We decided last night to go down and do some puttering around, but we got up and looked at the thermometer this morning, and I said, I'm not going no place. And she said, well, neither am I if you don't go, so we stay home all day.
Well, I don't blame you there. It was definitely cold out. But I was inside the whole day, too, except for one little brief trip I had to make out there, and if I didn't have to do that, I wouldn't have. So, all right, thanks, Tim. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch you later. This is KD2AIT looking for checking.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, Kilo Alpha 3 Tango, Foxtrot Bravo. Bill here in western Pennsylvania, little town called Wexford, KA3TFB, Bravo, India, Lima, Lima, checking in through the EchoLink system. Good evening.
Hi, good evening, Bill. Long time no hear. Hi, because we had problems with the EchoLink system there for a while, but hopefully we got it straightened out. What's going on with you?
Ah, Roger, Roger. It sounds like everybody there needs a hunker down. Maybe I should bring up a yardstick. We're not going to measure the snow up there in inches or feet. Maybe a yardstick will do. Ha, ha, ha. LOL, laughing out loud. Oh, my goodness, this weather gives us something to complain about. I hate this cold weather. We're doing fine. Yes, the EchoLink system has been down for a good while up there. I could never get on it drawing the net. I could log on sometimes before hours, but as soon as the net would come up, it would just bump me off. Hopefully you fixed everything there. I need to thank everyone who's responsible for allowing EchoLink to be on their system there. It's a great choice. It allows a guy like me who has a little Apple iPhone 5C, C stands for color, to go through the EchoLink system. I have a base station at home, but when I'm working, I can't really carry that. Ha, ha, ha. I hope everyone is doing fine. Good to hear from everybody. I hope everyone will hunker down and have some hot soup and hot coffee and watch the snow from the inside instead of the outside. KA3TFB wishing everyone a good evening, and we'll be listening, and at a point in time we'll be logging off through the EchoLink system in the near future. KA3TFB back to net control. Good job on the net.
All right, Bill. Yeah, we worked on getting it here back on, so hopefully it'll stay up here for a while. We'll see. All right. Thanks. Thanks again for checking in, and you guys stay warm over there in Pennsylvania, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net?
KA2AIT.
KA2ZMZ. Hang on a second here. I have to get a new sheet. Tag. Just wanted to let you know. I know last night you said you had traffic there for Dan. He had to go to a funeral there tonight, so I don't think you're going to catch him here on the net with your traffic. What's going on?
Yeah, I've got an awful lot of crackle coming in here. I'm sure it's probably weather conditions down my way. Well, we don't have anything at the moment. Would you repeat what you said, though? Jeff, I didn't copy.
I said, I know you have some traffic there for N2OIQ, but he's at a funeral tonight.
Oh, okay. I left a message on his phone, so when he gets a chance, he'll check in, I'm sure. Okay. So how much snow did you get up your way?
0.00.
Yeah, that's the same here. It's, well, went north of us. We had maybe an inch or so a couple of days ago, but not this current storm. It's really something around Buffalo, south of Buffalo. But, it was cold today, and of course that wind was cold. Yeah, let me see what we got here at the moment. Yeah, we're at 2-0, 20 degrees there in the nose. 7 degrees all around. KA2, that is it.
Alright. Yeah, they predicted some snow for us, but it never came. So. But much of wind, we definitely got that. Alright, thanks for checking in there, Jack, and I'll catch up with you later. KD2, looking for checking. Well, for myself, another work day. Boy, the chilly went out. I had to make one little drive out there today, and I was glad to get back in. I let that truck warm up for about 15 minutes before I even went back out there. So, I'm not used to it yet. I will be soon enough. Alright, that's about all I have. So, I am feeling a little better from this cold. It's still in my throat a bit, chest a bit, but I don't feel so tired. Maybe I got so much sleep there. We'll see. Anyway, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? This is KD2 at IT. Alright, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Alright, hearing none, I'll now close Black River Valley Service Net. Return to frequency. What do you want to use? I'd like to thank George, Clint, Pete, Ray, Bill, Tim, and Bill from Pennsylvania, and Jack for checking in tonight. And say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2 AIT, clear.
KA2, KA3 TFB checking off through the EchoLink system. Good evening to all. Stay warm. 73. KA3 TFB clear.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, whether we're outside it, all stations are welcome. I do hold traffic for N2OYQ if he's available. Stations, come up, please.
Serve. KD2AIT, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
N5AOW, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
AC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
This is N2WBX, good evening, no traffic.
Well, okay, very good. Good call up here. KD2AIT, hello again, Jeff. N5 ALW, Bud. KC2NBU, Ray. N2WPX, Dennis. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations with or without traffic. J2Q, hello, Jen. Thank you for taking in. Anyone else?
This is. N2MQP.
QP, hi Carol. Thank you for checking in. Much appreciated. Still holding traffic for N2OYQ. Probably catch them tomorrow night rather than tonight, but we'll mention it anyways. Let's see, I think this is, I'll check my sheets here to keep track. Yeah, today's his birthday. Okay, very good. Any other stations, with or without traffic? Anybody came in after my call a minute ago, please try again because I, Rochester came in. Okay, I think we got everybody tonight. Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2 Zandex.